You're listening to SBS News.
My people, this is your popular same game.
They're the ads that sell TV and radio audiences the dream of winning big. But for many, that isn't the reality. Ian lives in Melbourne's outer west and started gambling when he was just 15 years old. He would continue doing so for 34 years.
In one session, I could have gambled $500-$600. Just depended on the availability of money. I never stole, but I did take out loans and then struggled to pay them back. So, yeah, it was pretty much what I could get my hands on.
But worried he was going to lose a relationship with his children, he gave it up.
The harm that gambling did to me was, first of all, the loss of connection to family and friends, a loss of connection to my kids, high debts, lost a home, almost lost a job, negative impact to my mental health with depression, anxiety, panic attacks, suicidal thoughts and suicidal attempts.
At the end of a gambling ad is a familiar phrase urging people to gamble responsibly.
You know the score. Stay in control. Gamble responsibly.
Ian says it doesn't work.
That tagline's terrible. It puts all the responsibility back on the individual and not the actual process. And it's I think it's the process that is what causes the harm.
But the federal government says from next year, companies will have to rotate through 7 new phrases on TV and radio ads that promote online gambling. Here's Federal Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth.
So what the states and territories and the Commonwealth have agreed is on 7 new taglines that will have to be rotated, that online wagering companies will have to display on TV ads, on social media, online radio. These have been very well researched. Over 8,000 people have been consulted. It's evidence-based.
Among the new lines are chances are you're about to lose, what's gambling really costing you, and you win some, you lose more. Ian is hopeful they will work.
Yeah, chances are you're about to lose is a good one because that is exactly what's about to happen. I think the others are all quite catchy and all quite appropriate as well.
Australians are among the biggest gamblers in the world. The latest data from 2019 shows more than a third of Australian adults gambled at least once in a typical month, with an average monthly loss across all gambling of $133. That loss rises to $232 for betting on racing. Australians spent $3.5 billion on racing in 2018-19, while a further $1 billion was lost on other sports. Tim Costello from the Alliance for Gambling Reform wants sports betting ads banned altogether.
So Italy and Spain have said you can have a sports bet app, adults should be free to gamble, I've never been a prohibitionist, but you're not going to advertise. Zero. Now that's what we should get to here. We need to actually say, why has Australia got the greatest losses in the world? We have the most irresponsible gambling policies in the world.
Responsible Wagering Australia, which represents online betting companies, declined SBS's request for an interview. It says its members fully support the objective, but have concerns about how the new measures will be implemented. Sean Wales, SBS News.